the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission meeting is now in session on this Monday, the April 24th. And we'll start with, I'd like to have someone make a motion to approve the consent agenda. A resolution, I guess it gets to be.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made in second, or resolution's been made in second. Discussion, any additions to the agenda? Minutes were okay, and any question on the financial component? Anything, John or Denise, regarding finance that needs to be pointed out specifically? It looked pretty.
Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward this time. Okay, hearing none, if you would take roll, Beth.
Certainly. Commissioner Lammer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabul?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
Holtz?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. And the next on it is the minutes from our work session that we had last week. And Beth does a good job of condensing that down to the important part, I guess. We started out with discussing the cooling tower number 2, replacement and bids for that. They're in the process of that, collecting that. As John said, at the present, there was one bid submitted. And on our May 22nd meeting, if that's how we go with that, that's when we would open the bid, make the bid recommendation on that date. Number 2 that we discussed was a capacity market. The value of doing the cooling tower repairs is, should we do that or not do that? And so some of the components that would make up that decision includes the, what's the potential capacity of that? And the staff is still working on the proposal regarding capacity by May 1st. So can we, from that capacity, what are we going to do with it once we get it? Is there a market for that? And if we do, as noted in red on our minutes there, it's further noted that our overall insurance rating would go higher if we kept the power plant going. Our bond rating, unfortunately, would go lower due to the operation of the coal-fired power. So some, and they shared the different statistics with us regarding that capacity. Number 3 was our power supply costs and our forecast there. And on the graph that was shown to us, the savings reflected on there would be with the termination of the district heating system as of June of 2019. And the approximate annual savings as projected with that, and again, this is the forecast, with the information that's currently available was $2,592,000 per year based on, as it stated, present data. And it showed the historic data was presented illustrating comparisons of generation from the power plant, the diesels, and the wind turbines. Number 3 on our agenda that we discussed was the operational costs of current plant at maximum output, presented by Mr. Folkedahl, and to look at, you know, what the graph showed, the operational costs of running the power plant at maximum capacity, and John talked about that, you know, to do that quite in detail, what would happen if you do that, if it even could be done. And if the cost would go higher, the you know, the higher and the faster that you would run, could you run to that 15? It runs right now between 5 and 8, is that right? The megawatts that's produced on that. Just what's produced currently out of the low and slow versus the high and fast. Number 4 was a power plant emissions, and that was a history starting back, John shared with us back in 2008 when the EPA levied a fine against us and some things that we had to do, and one of the things at that time was the construction of the wind turbines that to get in line with the EPA because of the emission issues that we had. And then, of course, for us to become compliant with all the ongoing regulations. And then the last part of our work session really was a lot of discussion and information regarding the district heating part of it. And the first thing, we reviewed the customers' questions, and their responses were then put together by the staff here, and we reviewed those. And the question came up then, one of the lead things was any financial assistance. And at the time, we talked quite at length regarding incentives, rebates, loans, and that would be available. Then we went on to discuss that in a little bit more detail, and Manager Heron has been in touch with our attorney regarding that and what kind of programs that we could implement. And it was decided regarding that would be a loan, but not to undercut or do that type of thing in lieu of anyone going to get, like, per se, a bank loan. And be careful how we structure that. And the staff then was directed to work on that. And along with a program, that would there be a commercial versus residential and the interest rates and some of those things. And again, they're working very closely with Attorney Scott on the possibility of guaranteeing customer loans for the conversion costs. So they will be maintaining that contact with him as we go along. And it was decided at that discussion, too, that there would be no cash incentives would be offered per the utility for the conversion of folks having to turn over from their district heat. And then the statutory process for decommissioning, again, per Attorney Robert Scott, and that was discussed that guidelines were put into place, which were concurred by City Attorney Scott, and then we ended with a work session summary. And there, the May 1st deadline to have capacity contracts from consultants, and they're been working on that. Update capacity value information and present to commission at the next work session that will be scheduled, I think, sometime in early May, they're looking at. And then the May 22nd deadline to reject or approve the cooling tower repairs, the replacement project, and develop a loan program to assist the district heating customers with transition to alternative heat source. And number five is a plan for contractors meeting with DH customers, the district heat customers. Being no further business, the meeting was adjourned at 4:48 p.m. And I make a motion to accept these minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the April 18th work session minutes.
Second.
Motion made and second to approve the work session minutes. Any discussion?
Madam President, is it appropriate for me to offer a correction to the minutes?
Actually, on Madam Chair, I can take that. Are you referring to the insurance piece, John?
Yeah.
The summary, Madam Chair, was well stated. However, in number two, when you had said or stated that the insurance could possibly go higher, statement there indicates WMU's overall insurance rating will remain higher if the plan stays in operation. So our insurance from where we are today will remain steady or go up incrementally. However, the statement there reflects the potential for reduced insurance cost in the event that the coal plant were to be shut down.
Okay.
So it's not that the insurance has gone up, but there could be potential savings.
Okay. So I just misstated that.
Thank you. Minor point.
Well, that's all right. That's why you review minutes. Any other points that anybody had corrections on? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, then we'll go on to the strategic planning progress report, and John, I'll let you start out with that, and then okay. The other staff.
Want to provide a little bit of an update, and then I'll turn it over to Kevin. What we have here is our existing strategic plan. Staff is still working on completing it, and our updated strategic plan, we had a SWOT analysis in front of the commission about a month ago. Staff has met. We're developing action plans. We had a lot of good discussion, a lot of good ideas, and I recruited Kevin and Michelle to help turn those ideas into actual action items. And upon completing or identifying action items, we'll be back in front of the commission with an updated strategic plan for approval. So what we have here today is our existing plan, and I'll turn that over to Kevin to give you an update on what has been completed since our last update to the commission.
Good morning, everyone.
Hopefully everybody's gotten a chance to take a peek at this. There is one change of note, a couple things on the strategic plan worksheet update, the long form. I missed the date, apologize for that. And all the way down in the water, strategy five, number 2A, the water plant improvement. I talked with Joe Braylman this morning, and that Corolla preliminary design actually showed up Friday afternoon. He'll be reviewing that this week, so that'll just a quick couple of corrections there. So, but looking at the progress summary, you can see that we've kind of updated all the projects that we're still working on, added a bunch of notes. If there's anything in, popped in there that was items that we're working on currently or something that's coming up or deadlines. So, we're hoping, I know John mentioned that we're working on the new SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. And by seeing those in this same form or kind of changing the form, will be a little bit easier to follow. This format can be a little bit confusing, so. Anybody has any questions on the progress updates or like anything?
And then some of these things, as you update them and that type of thing, doesn't like be rolled into with your SWOT analysis
That's
that was
correct.
Done.
Michelle and I will be taking what's left or what's basically ongoing from this sheet and then rolling into the new SWOT analysis.
Okay.
It'll be laid out similarly, but it's a little bit easier to follow with the way that she's got it set up. She's done a fantastic job with spreadsheets. So.
That's good. It looks a good roadmap, that's for sure. That's put together so you can refer to it and it's not something sitting on the shelf. Good work on the staff's part there. Anything else of Kevin that anybody has questions on? I guess not. They're ready to go. They're ready to go with it. Keep on going there. And then next we'll go to the financial reports, Denise.
Thank you. First one is our electric division. You can see total revenue, we're down just slightly from budgeted numbers. Operations expense, we're also down. So overall, our budget is almost right on, $264,000 budgeted to $281,000 actual. Year to date, $832,000 on electric. Second financial statement is the water division. Again, we're down slightly on the revenue, also down slightly on our expenses. So overall, ahead of budget, just slightly from $34,000 to $54,000. Year to date, we're at $112,000 on the water division. The third financial statement is our heating division. Revenue is showing $119,000, budget amount is showing $67,000. Reason for that discrepancy is on our heating. We take our total budgeted for the year and divide it by 12. Obviously, the heating is more, hits more in the winter months, so that will catch up over the summer months. Expenses down slightly, $700,000 to $48,000. And overall, due to that revenue, $66,000 versus our budgeted amount of a negative $16,000. And the final financial statement encompasses all of our divisions together. $2.5 million budgeted, we had $2.8 on our revenue. Expenses, $1.9, we had budgeted $2.4. Overall, our margins for the month, $400,000. Budgeted, we were at $282,000. Year to date, we're at $1.1 million. Any questions on any of the financial statements? Thank you.
So thank you, Denise. Any questions on anyone? Their eyes are still calculating. It's a lot of information there. Thank you. And then on to the wind turbine report, John.
Madam President, Commissioners, thank you for the opportunity. We've had a pretty good month with the wind turbines in March. You can see that the availability is 88% and 91%. Those numbers combined with the wind that we received puts us pretty much in the upper middle average compared to previous years. And so we're still on a good track this year to at least have an average year. It looks so far like we might be a little bit better than average.
Madam Chair, just a question. John, the 88% on number three, is that service or is that wind activity?
That's mostly service.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess I should have mentioned that, you know, not all wind farms or facilities that have wind power report their availability that way. Typically, in fact, it's the opposite. I know co-op in Iowa, for example, that takes their scheduled maintenance time out of the equation, so that doesn't show up. You know, without that, there's no way you can get to 99% availability. I mean, if you include the scheduled maintenance times. So it's just something to keep in mind. It's, you know, the same production either way. It's just a different way of looking at the numbers.
Well, I appreciate seeing the scheduled maintenance in there.
Included in there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next component with the general manager's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Today or tomorrow at the latest, Beth will be sending out a calendar invite for our work session. I spoke with Mike Cum this morning to see if we're still on schedule to receive proposals by May 1st, and he indicated that we should. He has a meeting set up with potential buyers on Wednesday, and then he'll be returning that information to us shortly thereafter. So to keep things moving, we'll be pushing out a calendar invite for May through the 5th, somewhere in there. So if there's any date that does not work for anybody, if you would be so kind to make us aware of that here today, we'll avoid that date when we send it out. But otherwise, on that meeting agenda will consist of the cooling tower bids that we had discussed at the last work session in relation to the capacity value, basically the proposals that we will be receiving here on May 1st, and then the financial assistance program. We have that developed. That's at Mr. Scott right now reviewing the program that we put together as directed by the commission at our work session, as well as a timeline to fit the adoption of the financial assistance program into the schedule along with the decommissioning schedule itself. So those will be the main topics for that work session. I would anticipate hour and a half, something like that, for that work session. So, and if there's other questions regarding the rest of the general manager's report, I'd be more than happy to answer them. All right, thank you.
No, it just looks like a lot of information coming up along the way here. So, any other questions for John or anyone has? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.